about a little bit this evening is a program that the Perinatal Foundation was involved with coordinating, which is the organization for which I work, which was a media campaign to increase awareness of postpartum depression in the local Latino community of Madison, Wisconsin, / the Dane County area. First, a little bit about the Perinatal Foundation. It's been around over 20 years, and it's the leading philanthropic organization dedicated to the birth of healthy families. The Perinatal Foundation actually doesn't work alone, though. It works with its sister organization, the Wisconsin Association for Perinatal Care, which is a membership organization comprised of a number of health and social service providers who are interested in improving the outcomes of mothers, infants, and their families. The Perinatal Foundation actually has worked with perinatal mood disorders for quite some time. In 2002, they actually began a multi-year campaign regarding perinatal mood disorders. Phase one began in 2002 with a public service announcement / public awareness campaign for the general population in the state of Wisconsin. And then in 2003 through 2005, most of the efforts were focused on providers, putting out a position statement, a blueprint for action, and then also educational activities to try to increase screening for postpartum depression among providers. It's just recently, since 2006-2007, that the Perinatal Foundation has begun collaborative projects with community groups and field research with perinatal mood disorders. So with every program, generally you need funding to do something, and this was no exception for the Madre I Esperanza, or Mother There Is Hope program. The Perinatal Foundation was a recipient in 2006 of a grant from the Madison Junior Women's Club, which is a local philanthropic organization that each year chooses a group within the community to give the proceeds of the auction that they have to. They gave the foundation $16,300 with the stipulation that it had to be used for a media campaign about postpartum depression and that it had to focus on a special population or populations in Dane County. There was a report that came out, Cuéntame, Latino Life in Dane County, which was authored by the United Way of Dane County, that talked about what it meant to be Latino in the Dane County area. It also informed us that Latino population had grew almost 200% in the last 20 years, excuse me, last 10 years. And so based on that information and some of the other information in the report, the foundation decided to focus its efforts on the local Latino community. But the Perinatal Foundation could not do this alone. We were able to link up with a few individuals who really opened our eyes to the number of local Latino community organizations that were there that could get involved in the project. We had nearly 20 public and private organizations represented on the program planning committee, including the Latino Health Council of Dane County, the Madison Junior Women's Club, La Movida Radio, which is the only Spanish language radio station in the Madison-Dane County area at the moment, the local health and family center, the Dane County Department of Human Services, the City County Public Health Department. There's others that are not on there, but the representatives of the Dane community were involved as well. Some program challenges before we actually started developing the program. We knew we had to do something that was culturally and linguistically relevant, that it fostered trust and understanding, that it was supported by the Latino community, and preferably really came from the Latino community, that we accurately conveyed information about the illness and identified treatment resources in the community, something that allowed for easy access to more information about postpartum depression, a campaign that provided hope to affected individuals and their families, and we need a program that incorporates universal themes with which all Latinos could identify, regardless of what their country or origin was, and something that stays within budget. What was developed really was an organic sort of program that came from the community. The name, Madre I Esperanza, or Mother There Is Hope, as well as the logo, actually was the idea of one of the program planners' husbands. They were talking about this one night. He came up with this idea. The objectives of the program include raising the awareness of the existence of postpartum depression in the community, community members, decreasing the stigma associated with mental illness in the community, and increasing the number of Latinas screened for postpartum depression. So to do this, the program essentially was developed around four components. The first and really the flagship of the program are radio novellas. Radio novellas essentially are soap operas, and they're a popular familiar format in Latin America. And actually, we're starting to see them more and more used in different health messaging campaigns, especially with populations that have strong storytelling traditions. The radio novellas allowed us to weave in key cultural beliefs and practices, specifically the central role of the family and a strong sense of collectivism, especially in terms of the importance of the community, neighbors, and friends in helping individuals with postpartum depression. The script was developed in Spanish. Actually, an interesting story is that three of the individuals who were involved in the program planning committee also were Latino, and they sat down at a local Latin American restaurant and to start writing this, and a waitress came to them and asked them, well, what were they involved in? They said, well, they're writing this script for a radio novella about postpartum depression. And she said, oh, let me tell you about my experience with postpartum depression, and just started telling her story. And so that was actually quite an inspiration for what ultimately became the radio announcement. When we recorded the radio announcement, local talent provided the voices, and there were people from a number of different countries, so it was very Pan-American. There's actually two sets of radio announcements. The first set tells the story of a Latino family struggling with postpartum depression, the recognitions for treatment. And that actually aired on La Movida Radio the past 6 months approximately, and it aired 750 times. The second set of the five radio announcements follows up with the family and includes first-person testimonials. And those are currently airing on La Movida Radio with a frequency of about 750. At the end of each of the 10 radio announcements, there's the same 15-second action message, if you will. The first tells listeners that Laura, which is the name of the new mother depicted, may have postpartum depression, a real common and treatable illness. And that if you think someone in your family is suffering from the problem, that they should call the Health and Family Center information desk for more information. And then just to sponsor the messages, which is the Perinatal Foundation and the Latino Health Council. And I'm actually going to just play one of the messages very quickly. It's number 6 out of 10. And in this specific radio spot, Laura tells the audience, Laura's the new mother, that thanks to the information from the doctor, she and her family feel calmer and more secure. Carlos, the husband, adds that thanks to the support of family and friends, she was able to receive help when she needed it. Before experiencing it, no one knew an illness like this existed. There's also a testimonial included. And the testimonial reads, "Hi, my name is Maria. I did not know what was happening to me soon after the birth of my second daughter. I felt annoyed, very upset, and with little tolerance of other people. But one day, I heard the radio about postpartum depression. I visited my health care provider soon after and found out that I was suffering from it. I have sought help and try to get along with my family. I go out for walks and talk to my husband and daughters. If you are experiencing the same symptoms that I felt, know that there is help to beat postpartum depression. All you need is to look for it."
Madre, hay esperanza. Gracias a la información que la doctora nos proporcionó, hoy me siento mucho más tranquila y segura con mi familia.
Sí, mi amor. La depresión de posparto que tenías era una enfermedad que pudimos tratar a tiempo, gracias también al apoyo de toda la familia, que por cierto, desconocía que esta enfermedad existía.
Hola, soy María. Yo no sabía qué me estaba pasando después de dar a luz a mi segunda niña. Me sentía con muy mal genio, muy alterada. No tenía tolerancia para hablar con nadie. Pero un día, escuché en la radio acerca de la depresión de posparto. Entonces, consulté a mi médico e inmediatamente relacionó mi estado con los síntomas de depresión de posparto.
Si piensa que usted o alguien en su familia sufre de depresión de posparto, llame a la oficina del Centro Jarambe al 608-261-9138 o visite la página web perinatalweb.org, patrocinado por el Consejo Latino para la Salud y la Fundación Perinatal.
In the the 15-second action message, people are directed to call Harambe or look on the website. And the materials that we have for them include a bilingual information packet, which includes a welcome letter, more than just a blues pamphlet, which is actually a pamphlet that's distributed by the state of Wisconsin, a Simple Things tear-off sheet that the Perinatal Foundation developed, as well as an Edinburgh self-screening tool and directions for youth, and a list of postpartum depression resources in the Dane County area. I'll just kind of go faster here. Press coverage, we've received quite a bit of press coverage for the launch of the campaign, which is wonderful. Second component is support activities. The program has been featured on a number of El Debate talk radio programs, and as well, it's also been featured at health fairs and community events. The third component is an art poster, which the messages, you'll see there's the 15-second action message which appears here, and the art depicts the people who are in the novella, and so it supports what's being said in the novella. And these are made available to health and social service providers as flyers, but they've also been distributed at restaurants, churches, other community gatherings and places. The fourth component is something that we're working on, which is the music and message CD. Right now, it's going to be in production soon. It includes music tracks from local Latino artists, the radio novellas, all 10 of them, inspirational messages and support and health messages for new mothers and their families. And we've contacted the two local birth hospitals in Dane County to help us distribute the CDs to Latina mothers at discharge. A little bit of information about the measures of success. We wanted to look at, are we reaching the target audience? Are people hearing the radio announcements and seeing the program material? Is the awareness of postpartum depression increasing? And we had a list of a number of ways we looked at this, including the frequency of announcement airings, the materials we've distributed, a questionnaire, and informal interviews and testimonials. I won't read through all of this on the screen. It gives information about the number of materials distributed and some of the results from the questionnaire. But I did want to share with you two testimonials as to how this program is directly reaching members of the community. The first is during the last El Debate talk program that featured the program, an individual called in and she said that she had heard the radio novellas and that she had seen herself in the characters. And because of that, she went to her health care provider and got help. That's one example that we have. The other is an example from a family physician in town who shared with us that it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, the community is concerned, the Latino community as a whole in Dane County is, for the most part, a newer community. There's a small portion of it that has been in the Dane County area for a long time. That's quite highly educated. The University of Wisconsin is located in Madison, and so we do have people who are members of the Latino community who are associated with the university. Between 150 to 200% increase that we've seen in the last decade is really due to those individuals who are new immigrants to the country, for the most part, and so are not as highly educated as the others. As far as what countries they're coming from, it's predominantly Mexico, but there's other places. And as far as individuals in terms of not recognizing postpartum depression as an issue, really how this came about to focus the media campaign on it was the Perinatal Foundation, that's our focus right now, one of our big programmatic folks. And we actually went to a couple contacts that we had in the Latino community and asked them,